Can't say I know much about the Methodist approach.
Well, you was growing up around North DeKalb. How did you first get involved to end up in the 12th game?
Well, we knew you could go listen to folk music there, and it was really cheap. I probably had some older people at Druid Hills tell me about it and went down there with them and just got into the habit of, in my last days of high school, of just going down there and seeing whoever was playing, you know, and hanging out on the front porch with the guys and who were, there were the front porch regulars, and having no money, it was a great place just to go and get to hear free music, and most of it was in the 60s. It was almost exclusively local folk artists. There were some very interesting early people that came that were, I remember a couple of blind Willie McTell's compatriots that, unlike he, were still alive at the time, played in that funky little room for like 50 people. One of them was a guy named Buddy Moss, who's an old Georgia blues contemporary, and I think a good friend of Blind Willie. The other guy you can see on the front of a Wet Willie album, his name was the Reverend Curly Brown.
Yeah.
And they were both very aged and played. So, later Big Mama Thornton played in that little room, but that wasn't until probably the 70s, sometime in the 70s she came. Oh, she was a hoot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Joe. Is that a little, what's that, is that a pint of whiskey?
Yes.
Let me see that. And she was dressed outrageously with swig of scotch. And a crazy old lady.